I hope that I can align and bring the message as reinforced by Mr. Lim Tien on the job security, sustainability, and also the livelihood of us Singaporean, and also the school ongoing children and housing. I hope I can make a difference, and together, as you are aware that I'm a nurse in profession, and with this background, I hope that I can reach out and impart my knowledge and skills with the knowledge that I have gathered along the years with other political parties.
I think Singaporeans should deserve a free education, just like some European countries like Germany. The other thing is GST, which is keep rising. Across the board, everyone is affected by the GST, and now it's gone up to like 9%. So these are one of the issues that we want to bring up in Parliament and hopefully bring it down to 5%. Because there are so many other taxes besides GST. So these are some of the issues we want to... The basic needs, cost of living, free education, healthcare, lower healthcare, and then let people use their MediSave to pay for their medical costs, even up to like outpatient. Why not? I mean, anyway, it's our own money, right?
You know, what makes me interested with PA and I relate with PA well is the cost of living. As we know that things as basic as food, water, electricity, internet, and in this day and age, mobile services, there's a GST charge on all these essential services. So from my time, the GST was like 7%, then it went on to 8%, and it went on to 9%. But realistically, the charges will spiral out, because in anticipation of increase of GSTs, the service providers usually will increase more than the relevant 1% or the 2%. So, you know, we are dealing with these cost of living and the cost of housing as well. As we see resale markets, a few years ago, it was $1 million in the resale market of the HDB. And now we see close to $2 million. So it is not just for our generation, but our future generation of our children and their children. Are we indeed affordable? Can we live and not just live, but live well and thrive? Or would we be working from our 20s all the way into retirement, into our probably into 70s or beyond? So this is the questions that we should all be asking.
Singapore needs a balanced slate of incumbent and opposition members to represent Singaporeans. But the voters as having misconception of opposition candidates, their views, questions like, what can they deliver? Can they influence policies? Can they change policies? Or new policies can be driven out by them? What about town council's issues? Can they manage a town council? Okay. What is pretty important in this election is opposition can influence what we call policies. And numbers has to increase. Definitely from 10, you might see another. And when numbers increase, that's the reason why we have 10 today. Tomorrow we have another slate of new parliamentarians will be elected inside. Our policies will be refined, defined, to address the issues.